For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. Wisconsin Assembly Democrats might skip the inauguration next week because Republicans aren't requiring masks in the chamber. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that Minority Leader Gordon Hintz says he's afraid the lack of masks could spread the coronavirus. He says having Democrats skip Monday's ceremony is a real possibility. Governor Tony Evers swore in all 38 Assembly Democrats virtually on Monday, so they don't need to attend next week's ceremony to start their terms. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said in a statement Wednesday that lawmakers would be asked to wear masks during the next two-year session, but didn't say they would be required. Direct government payments are expected to help Wisconsin farmers end the year with a higher average income than they did in 2019. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service estimated in their latest farm financial forecast that net farm income will hit $109.6 billion in 2020. That's a 41% increase from 2019 and the highest income level since 2013. The forecast is slightly higher than last quarter's estimate, partly because of a price rally for corn and soybeans seen around harvest time. Farmers are also expected to receive $46.5 billion in direct government payments. That's $24 billion more than in 2019. Every year, hundreds of cross-country skiers descend on the city of Ironwood for the annual Sisu Ski Fest. Of course, this year isn't like other years, so race organizers decided to go virtual. In its 12-year history, the Sisu Ski Fest in Ironwood has only had to cancel once because the snow conditions weren't able to support the race. Race director Jackie Powers didn't want this to be another year without a race. So she and other organizers decided back in July to make modifications.
In the summer, we foresaw that things were only going to get worse and not better before January. So we made the decision in July to switch to a virtual event so that we could plan something that we hoped was going to be worthwhile and still fun and still competitive and safe and not have to be canceled.
Here's how it works. Racers register online for either the 30K, 15K, or 5K. The Ski Fest will mail out your racer packet. Sometime between January 4th and January 17th, you ski your race wherever you want. The Ski Fest will be setting up a race course at ABR Trails for those that still want to do the race in Ironwood. Then you track your distance and your time and upload it to the website. This year, Power says they'll be applying an adjustment based on your age group and event to determine the overall winners.
With all the unknowns of the weather and where you're able to do it and whether it's a hilly course or a flat course and all those kinds of things, we thought by doing this age group equalizer, we could add something else into the mix to make it truly random and or less random, maybe. I don't know. Just to make it fun and still make it competitive and try and make it fair.
January 3rd is your last day to register for the race. We have a link to it on our website, WXPR.org. Money earned from the race goes to the Sisu Community Grants Fund, which helps silent sports projects in the Gogebic Range. The COVID-19 pandemic disrupted many holiday traditions this year, but one is going stronger than ever. Lights of the North Woods is hosting lots of visitors this year and collecting more donations than in years past. WXPR's Aaron Gottsacker spoke with one of the people who helped start this event 4 years ago.
When the sun sets in downtown Rhinelander, Hodaik Park lights up with thousands of multicolored Christmas lights. Cars line up around the block to view the spectacle.
The windows are rolled down, the kids are staring out, their eyes are just fixated on these displays. You can see the twinkle in the eyes.
Sean Will is a chairperson for Lights of the North Woods. He's been helping to organize the event since it started 4 years ago. This year, he says Lights of the North Woods has been doing particularly well.
The response has just been incredible. We've had people coming from northern Michigan down to see it. We've had people just from around town come in and see it once and then see it twice and then come back 2 days later with their other family members and say, well, you got to see this with us and that kind of thing. So it's been a busy year.
With more people driving through to see the lights, donations from the event are also up.
We're over 3 tons of food already.
Food donations are being split between 3 local food banks, while monetary donations are given to organizations like the Special Olympics or Robotics Club. And Lights of the North Woods isn't over yet. The organization will be hosting a fireworks celebration at 7 p.m. on New Year's Day to ring in the new year.
And see us kind of kick off 2021 with a bang, or blow up 2020, depending how you refer to it.
For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
The YMCA of the Northwoods is expanding its hours to all hours. For members who purchase a key fob with 24/7 access, the gym will be open around the clock starting January 1st. Matt Steingraber is the Y's youth director.
When the building closes at 2 on the 1st, it'll be open for those that have already gotten their key fobs and everything, and they can come in and you know, start the new year off and work all night if they want.
The YMCA of the Northwoods is implementing the new policy after receiving feedback from a community needs assessment. Steingraber says he hopes 24/7 access will appeal to those who don't work regular hours or anyone else looking to play pickleball at midnight. A much calmer day in store this afternoon. Snow showers should taper off this afternoon. A high around 24 today, dropping down to 7 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 24. With WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.